Today's Chabur Rav Yetzirim will be on the Birkas Veisha Mechtala, the Indian of Yard Lahatzav Al-Hitzel. It was called the Bashkocha because it overlaps with concepts that the Olam is learning first hand in Zchiyas Pailim and Shin Lamed Hei. Just to be Mesada, a few Pshatim, I'm not going to say too many Chedushim, probably more Cheshvin than Chedushim. Anyway, the halacha is that Mechaba says in Sif Dalet, Yared Lahatzav Elohitzel, Ein Lo Yelah Schara Yehroi Eloi. You made up that you're supposed to be paid who knows how much, $1,000 to do this job, you even lost, you had to throw away your own chamar, maybe, whatever the case is. But Yared Lahatzav Elohitzel, Nitaka, we didn't say, what's the halacha? Ein Lo Yelah Schara Yehroi Eloi, you only get the schar. Schara Yehroi Eloi, you don't get paid for your itzlois, you only get paid for what's considered schara Yehroi Eloi, not what you were katzatz, only schara Yehroi Eloi. So it comes along the Ramah and says, Chiddush, Agav, V'davka Shisnim Abaylam. This din, even the Schar Reila that you do get, is only if you were Masnim Abaylam. Avalo Yisnim Abaylam, but if you didn't make any tonight with the Abaylam, Lechatchila, V'yor Lahatzav, V'lo Hitzel, then Afilu Schar Ein Loi. Why? You didn't help him. If you didn't help him at all, you're not going to get anything. If you were Mas with the Abaylam, you're going to get $1,000 if you're Matzliach in this job. And Yitaka weren't Matzliach. You won't get the $1,000, but then chot you get whatever the schar is, whatever you'll get $100, whatever the schar is, or $50 for your techa. But if you were not master lechatchila, you're going to get $1,000 if you do the job. Then I feel the schar ain't like, then you don't even deserve even the $50 for your techa. The hala hayola, because you didn't help him in any which way, because you were not matzliach. This is the Ramah. Chiddush in Ramah. All right. Agav, you seen the Ramah. It's really not for now, but there's concepts that the Chazal made takonis that in certain cases, Chazal made takonis that they wanted you to be matzel, and you should be able to get. You see from here that if you were not matzliach, homies, you see from here that by tzolus moment, if you were not matzliach, you don't get any takonis, you don't deserve anything. When you masneh, then you deserve epis, you deserve schar, right? not your full asno, but if you don't, if you're not matzel, then you get nothing. All right, that's the Ramah. The Pelinara, what's going on here? Why should Hasna make a difference? The Maisa is, the whole Hasna was that if I'm Metzliach, I get $1,000. Less Mandapolak, I wasn't Metzliach. So it's as if I didn't have any Hasna B'chal. I made Hasna that I'm going to do the job, but I didn't do the job. So why should that make a difference? Just like if I was Loi Hisna, I don't deserve anything. De Lohoyo Loi, so because I made Hasna, that if I do the job and I'm Metzliach, I get $1,000. Therefore, now that I'm not Metzliach, I should get something. It's like, Nebuchadnezzar, give me something. Like, what type of a swear is this? If Edzim, I wasn't messing with you that if I'm not Metzliach, I should get Schar, right? See, yeah. Sorry?
If you
weren't
Masa, so it's not you really didn't do anything. If you were Masa, then so you're
arguing. And?
So even though I don't work, even though, so the
pool is. Okay, fine, good. So I'm going to just be Masada. That's, like I said, mostly I'm not going to say too many Chedushim, just being Masada. Good. All right, to know. So that's a kasha. What's going on here? Why should Hasna work here to get you schari if that wasn't the snow? The snow was for something else. It wasn't for this. So it's ke'ilu yoloi hisna. It was loi hisna, first of all, because you didn't discuss this prat. And if you tell me it's nichal and the great Hasna, but to the extent that I was not matzliach, then invited. So I wasn't mekayimai tonight. It's ke'ilu loi hisna. I made it tonight if it rains tomorrow. It didn't rain tomorrow. So now back to the drawing board. It's even ke'ilu loi hisna. What's going on? So to answer this prat, there's actually three different pshatim in this Ramah amongst the paiskim. Three different pshatim. I'm sure the Olam knows it, but I'm just going to be masad of them. One pshat is the Sma, and that is in Sivkot Nir Aleph. The Sma says whatever he says. I'm not sure what he says, but if the Olam has a pshat, Adrabo. But the Sma comes up with a chiddush, this concept called Nechois Char Darga. So if Hayayois, when I had Hasna, if I would be Matzliach, I'd be deserving $1,000. So now that I wasn't Matzliach, Chotch, give me something, give me Kedei Schori. Had I not been Masna, and I wouldn't be deserving the $1,000. So if I'm not Matzliach, I am entitled to nothing. But because I was Masna, I got something. All of a sudden, the Chos Chardaga, I get at something. I don't understand the Sma. All right. That's the Sma's pshat, seemingly with the Sma holds. And you can see that the Sma's Lishitosa, he carries on with this own Sivkot Nid Beis Miyad Hashem, with this new pshat called Nechais Chardag. I'm not sure what this is. All right. That's one pshat. If you look in the Tshuva Samaran Padova and Simon Samar Gimel, the Darki Moshe quotes it, he learns that the what's pshat b'chal, the Gemara one, Yor Lahatzav Elo Hitzel, that you get Schara, you, if it's Olam Me'elov, you get Schara, what's the pshat? what's b'shavvatzap is, I mean, kilo, like he's at least want to know b'chla, where's schar come into play? We were never masan schar, what's going on? So he says that the reason why I'm entitled to schar is because the maisa, I was mahana, the balabais, I was marvich, the balabais, that schar. Because had I not stepped forward, had I not decided to do this job, the balabais is not going to sit there idle and just let his nechosim go, his chamor go to pat or drown. He was not going to do that. So akarka hezicha is going to hire somebody else. So Yosef is going to hire somebody else. Now I stepped forward and I prevented him from buying someone else. I saved him from buying someone else. So even God, I was not matzliach. But at least, chach, I was matzal him, I was marvich him the schar that he would have had to hire somebody else. So I was mahan him that schar. If I was matzliach, levad, I get kefishisna. But if I was not matzliach, the reason why I get something is I'm getting me din what I was mahan him that he was marvich, that he didn't have to pay the schar to somebody else. As they signed it to Maran Padova.
How would he have hired that other person?
Oh, that's what I'm going to have. So L'chay, you're going to have to say that he would have hired the other person. He would have paid the other person, even if the other person wasn't matzliach. Because if he had the option to hire somebody else with the deal that if you're matzliach, I pay you. If you're not matzliach, I don't pay you. Then why do you want mahanami anything? Because that person, if he wasn't going to be matzliach, he would have got nothing. So you won't mavich me anything. Of course, you're going to have to say that, I guess, the shteg or whatever it was, that these are hire people, bein shetzliach, bein shetzliach, he would have given him a set salary, a set schar. Mameila, I saved him from that schar that he would have otherwise had paid. But enechnami, if there were gemolta metzias, that he would hire someone only if he was matzliach, then enechnami wasn't mavich him anything. The mice of the Chubit Zera Avram, Zera Emes, you can look up in Chelik Beis, Yeridei and Nun Hei, it's a long tshuva, but in the middle of the tshuva, Divrei Maskil, Hinei HaChochem, Hitaka says this clearly. They would have had to hire somebody else, Bein Yatzel, Bein Lo Yatzel, Mamela was Marviach him, that's God, that he would have had to pay to someone else. Sorry? All right. It's not for now. We can discuss all the concepts of Marviach, it's not on Regalachas, but yeah. All right. Fine. So now, loy dap shot. So loy dap you saw it.
The only time you make such a tonight is if you give a big sum. So if you give the regular price of Scoob's bill,
could
he never make such a
thing? Yeah, I have no problem. It makes a lot of sense. Why would a person run the risk? Right? Mm-hmm. To make up for the odds, he would have to charge more. I understand. Now, so now you can touch up the Ramah, the Geshmak. That would be the chilub between Hisna and Loi Hisna. Trust like this. If it was Hisna, then the Bailam or Megala Das that they're holding by hiring somebody, and had you not accepted the job, they of course would have found somebody else. You see that they're taking a proactive role, they're doing things, they're trying to hire people. So if you wouldn't have been hired, he would have gotten someone else to be hired. So Mamelo, Kum Tois, we now know that you mavir his schar that he would have to pay someone else, because he was holding by paying someone else schar. Majenkin, if it was Loyisna, if you decided to do, you were a good Samaritan, but you never made up with this guy. This guy doesn't care about his Kumar Vaisai, he doesn't care about he's lazy, whatever it is. So Mamelo, Kum Tois, the fact that you went ahead and you did it, but it was a loy hisna, and you were not matzliach, so why deserve anything? You weren't marvichim neskat, he would have paid someone else, because he's not holding by paying someone else. The same way that he wasn't hiring you, he wasn't hiring somebody else.
So, means
sorry?
Hisna means
let's say d'mei chamer, or d'mei tzois, or whatever it is. Yeah, I think that's pashup shot.
Who was loy hisna?
It's not said even if not, whatever, even stam.
Okay, well, grada, I think this is much not like that, but okay, well, not for now. Okay, I'll regalak it.
Who is responsible for the loyalist? Who caused it to should be loyalist?
Who caused the loyalist?
I don't cause the loyalist, no, or the guy who jumped in without being masked.
I see you, I see you next to the river. I would have told you, you're the closest. New jump in.
Adarabha. So the Bailam is the one?
The Bailam was like, yeah, the Bailam didn't do anything.
That loyhistim means that the Pugim was loyhistim.
Well, it's loyhistim with the Bailam, but it means that there was no deal.
Just jumped in.
Right, but it was no deal. So it means, so you don't.
Sure that the Bailam's not being proactive. You know, the Bailam's not being proactive because the guy jumped in.
Good. So if you want to. Good. So we'll say it a different dosak. So good. So I'm not saying. So I'm not going to say that the loyhistim is a rai that he's not holding. But at least the other way around. You don't. You don't have a rai that he was holding by hiring. Bishlam of Hisnas, you have a rai that he was holding by hiring someone. If it was loyhistim, so it's parif. So you have no right to be hiring someone. So Mamela, you want my vichim. We're going to die. I was my vichim. Maybe you want my vichim. Maybe I wasn't holding by hiring somebody.
Isman, you're saying
that his
means
let's hold on to this man. Yeah. We'll talk afterwards. This man has many mashmoyas, whatever. The whole cheshmer. Let's hold off. All right. Now, God, so who learns his pshat? So the Nesiv is the Nesiv Katan Gimel over here learns his pshat. He says that the chilek between Hisna and La Hisna, whether it creates a Gili Das that the Balaam was holding by hiring somebody else or not. If it was Hisna, Gila Daita Shirat Liska, so Hare Yervich, Mamash Alex Zeshloi Tarklitan Skalamatil and Nacher, Mishamochi Tarklitan Leskari, Mashenki Kishalai Hisna, Vainle Rakdin Yed, Mamela, Ainle Rakatosh, Yeshvach, and Kishalai Shvik, it doesn't get anything. So that's how the Nesiv is in Reich Samagdalid, Siv Katan Gimel learns this Ramad. The chilek between Hisna and La Hisna, whether it was a gili das that your mavich me the sky that it would have had to have paid somebody else as I tie it to Nesivis. That's a second pshat in the Ramah. The problem with this pshat is it's really not so geschmack because metzias it's really not true. It means that the hagdara is not hisna lo hisna. The hagdara it's a simin ladava, but really the hagdara is what you're holding behind someone else or not. Lamasha, let's say if the guy wasn't masna. But you know that he would have hired somebody else. Whatever the cheshbon is, you know that he would have hired someone else. Or umdani would have hired someone else. And in the chanami, then you would be entitled to your schar, even if it was a loy hisna. And punkfaket as well. What happens if you were hisna, and you were the only person around? So you know for sure that Bayan weren't hiring somebody else, because there was no one else to hire. Or let's say you know that it was in the makam that you could hire somebody, but tanai shayatzom. And Mamel, I wasn't maviach you anything, because had I not jumped in, you would have hired someone else, but Tanai Shayatzel, and if he's not Matzel, he wouldn't be entitled to anything. So Mamela Vaita, even with a Hisna, you could come out that I'm not entitled to anything, because I wasn't maviach him anything, because he wouldn't have hired someone else. So it's a shtekel chas and the safe of the Ramah, Hisna Loisna, that's really not the word. The word is, are you holding by hiring someone else, or would you have hired someone else, or you want to? It's shtekel chas. So,
it only works if the Balaam was there.
We're talking about the Baal. I'm talking about the Baal Madin. The Baal only talking about the Baal Madin. Alright, so that's the second shot. Not so gishmak, but it's better than the sma. Alright, but it's the second shot. The third shot in the Gemara of Yard Lahatav Leitza in Loyal Eschari is a Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim, the end of Simches of Schiris, Machne Ephraim, Tainis, the reason why. Oh, 1 second, I'm going to get to it. No, I think it's the third shot. All right, well, hold on to it. The Machne Ephraim in the Eschirius, the end of Simen Ches, says that Yor Latva Lizka Hitzel, the reason why he's entitled to Schar, is because that halacha that says Oynis, is Pseidah de Poilim, is only if the Poilim didn't do any work. So Avada, it's their oinis, if they want to get paid for work that they have not yet done, Avada, it's Havalel Hasan, it's their fault, they should have been Masna. And Mamela, if they were not Masna, they're not entitled to anything. But Avada, to the extent that they did do malacha for the Balabais, even though an oinis happened in the middle of the day, which prevents them from being going with the malacha, and anything they did was bechina, was bechti, was a mamisho wasted time because it didn't help the Balam whatsoever, nevertheless, since they were doing it, they were hired by the Baalim Avada, they deserve to get paid the Schar Ticha for whatever they did at Chatzi Ayam, until the Oynis happened. Machne Ephraim in the end of Simen Ches in Hilchas Schiris touches up, that's why the Gemara says, Yor Latz of Elitzchel gets Schar. And yes, it's in the Sivis and Shin Lam and Hei, Sivkot and Bezim, Sivkot and Gimel, who says the same thing, and also plugs it into Yorad Latzav Elohitzel, and he says a beautiful bitul, Mali, if you hoitzi mamin alpiv, Mali, hoitzi tircha alpiv, if the guy was moitzi his tircha, he was working for the guy, because the guy told him to do so, and he was moitzi his tircha, so Avadi deserves, he's entitled to be reimbursed for the tircha that he was moitzi, so Avadi is going to get paid up until the oinis happened. And if you could look more, Be'er's Indian is the Chuvus Chavasio on the end of Simon Kuf Nundalit. But good. You have a Machne Ephraim and a Nesiv and Shin Lamed Hei who touch up that the reason why Yor Latzav Elohitzel gets schar is because you were being Tereach al Piv. You were hired and you're doing work for the Balabais. And Mamela, you deserve Chach, even though there's an Ainus that prevents you from completing the Melacha. And you La Hayel Klum, still you deserve to get paid for what you did. You deserve to get paid the Maisa for your Tercha. That's what it means. Ein Lo Schar, you get the schar for your Tercha. But Zoysa, that's going to be a third.
Well, how are you going to learn it? It's part of the job. It's the whole job. The master was to be master. Where's the psikah for that?
Oh, we're going to get to it. Okay. Fine. So in light this pshat, it is a third pshat in the Ramah. It's going to come out, it is a third pshat. That what? That if you were hisna, so you see that the Bailim sent you to do this job. So Vadagrada, they made a grace hasna, that if you're successful, you get $1,000. But teich that hasna, maybe you could say that teich that hasna is an understanding that you're supposed to be doing the job. It means he wants you to do the job. Obviously, he wants you to be a maslech, and he's promising you mamish gavaldika carrot if you do the job. But if you don't do the job, he's still lucky, he hired you to do the job. So Mela, since he hired you to do the job, so if you are not matzliach, you still deserve to get your schar out schar tircha because you hoitzi tircha say al piv. Mashenkin, if you're loy hisna. I promised you if you do the job, you get a certain payment. But Lamaisa is, I wanted you to do the job, I sent you to do the job, so you're working on my behalf. So if you're working on my behalf, even if you're not matzliach, chach whatever you were mighty in your schar, in your tircha, that was alpi, because I instructed you to do so.
I don't think
it's a part of the psika, Lamashu, because if the psika was, if you matzik, you get $1,000, and now you went half the job and you weren't matzik, so you're going to get $500 because you did half your job?
No.
So you see that it's not you prorating the day's pay. All you see is that there's an underlying instruction for you to go do the job. Means you're doing the job on my behest. I'm telling you to do it. So the mail you hoitzi tirchas ayabiv. It's not the psik that I made up with you. The psik I made up with you is batul mevutul. I mean, the tonight wasn't for rain tomorrow. If you mazlik, you want mazlik, you're not going to get the $1,000. You're not going to get prorated $1,000 either. But at least you see that I instructed to do so, and you're doing it on my behalf. So you'll be hoitzi tirchas ayabiv. So the mail you're going to be.
Could
I argue? So Memela, you have but Kumtois said the reason why you're getting paid out Hoytzis Kartirka at Piv, so Kumtois, if you're a loy hisna, Savadis Pashi, you're not going to be entitled to anything because it wasn't done al Piv. Als the Pula, you're not Matzliach, and Als the Hoytzis Tichos al Piv, you want Hoytzis Tichos al Piv, so Memela, you're going to be Potter. So Memela, you have right now three. Now it's going to come out just to point out Pashit that like this third Pshad, like this Makarfayim, Nesivis, and Shinlam and Hayes Pshad, then even if you are not holding by hiring other poyalim. There were no other poyalim to be hired. Well, you would have hired him in a way only b'tanai shayatz or whatever it is. But you're not holding by other hiring other poyalim. Still, you deserve to get paid because chachu haitzi tirchas ha'opif. The second you're maizi tirchabiv, you deserve to get schari. And that's very gushmak now in the Ramban. It was now at least covers more bases. It's the taka, the hagdari is hisna or loyisna. If it was hisna, you deserve to get schari tircha no matter what. And if it's loyisna, you don't deserve to get schari tircha. From all the pratim, it's the most gushmak in the Ramban. All right. The problem is that the Nesifis himself is Saisa. Here in Reish Samach Dalit, he learns one pshat in the Ramah is because you mavich the schar that he could have gotten, that he would have had paid somewhere else. If I deem that schir is to Mamela, that's why I'm entitled to pay. And Shun Lamed Hey, he also says, what's pshat in your lahat? And he learns like this Machafraim pshat that you deserve to get paid schare because you hoitzet tirchas al piv. So what's the reason? You deserve to get schar because you hoitzet tirchas al piv. You deserve to get schar because indirectly you mahana the bala, or directly you mahana the bala bias from the schar that he would have had to pay someone else. Which schar are you getting? You're getting a schar for your tircha, or you're getting the schar that he fadim somewhere else? Which schar are you getting? So the chayit astirus nesivus had a lum pshat in the din of yard lahatz of alitza in leil leschare. So neisakaja, all right. So I want to say a pshat of em for the nesivus. I got to hold the kashas better than the teretz, but a shtuk of chesed to be miyashiv why both nesivus are needed, and that's the following. The nesivus over here says that the reason why you're entitled to get schar is because you mahana the balabais from the schar that he would have had to pay someone else. That's how it's mahana the balabais. The maisa is. You could ask, and the ulam and mishra already is in this nesivus. What's going on? What time you guys close? All right. The Ulam and Mishra already is in the Sivas. If I would have hired somebody else, I would have hired the guy Stam, right? He would have been the exact same boat you're in. He would have not been Matzliach. And again, he would come for pay, and I would tell him, jump in the lake. You will hoil klum. Then what's he going to tell me now? The other guy also, I would have done the exact same thing.
You said I would have hired the other guy first pool.
No, I'm saying like this. If you... there's two dagas. Means if I have a choice to hire the other guy, bein lahatzel, bein lo yitzel, means there's a concept. I'll give you three choices. So the choice, I'll hire another guy, lehedya, bein lahatzel, bein lo yitzel. It's one choice. Another choice is I'll hire the guy b'tnai, only if he's matzel. And then the third choice, I'll hire a guy stam. And now we have to teach what that means, right? Just like I hired you stam, I mean, I hired you with a different tonight if you're matzik, but you're not matzik. So copy what you did with stam. I would tell your guy, just go save, right? So if I do that, what would be? But anytime, good, if you learn like that, good.
I hired
this guy that if he'll be matzil, I'll give him a bone. But Lamai said, I didn't tell him, yeah, but I didn't reckon with him what's going to happen if he doesn't save. So I would have done, let's say, the same thing to the next guy. Right? So the next guy, I also wouldn't have read eyes. What will be if he's not matzliak? What will be then? It's right. So again, he'll be in the same boat. Again, we're going to have the shayla, right? What to do? Or stam is like, I'll hire the guy stam to do a pula, and at the end of the day, he'll say, you know, sorry, I wasn't successful. What do I deserve to get paid? So this guy got is unique, because this guy was losing his own stuff. He was losing his own chamar. So I had to give him more to compensate for his own chamar. He was losing. Okay. But.
So that what? Because I give you the mechamur, it's umdana demuchach, that's only fizim imatzel. I'll see this in Shalom today.
Says that what? Because it's a.
Because I'm giving you such a big price.
Right.
Umdana demuchach, that's only fizim imatzel.
Right, Mimela?
It's geblit from that. It's geblit from the fact that I'm paying for your whole chamur.
Mimela? So what? Someone else?
Someone else that's not losing chamur. There's no such umdana. I would have to pay. I'm saying. If I would hire him stam, I would have to pay the whole thing.
I would have to pay his card tirkoi? Even if he's not matzah. Oh, one second. So yeah, but you're jumping a step. One second. Again, look, if you wouldn't know any nesivas and shin lehe, we wouldn't know this yisoy that a oynis b'chatzai yoyim, the poilim deserve to get paid. It's a chiddush, right? When you learn the Gemara Rishonim, you see oynis b'chatzai yoyim, oynis b'chatzai the poilim. So I wouldn't know that the poilim deserves to get paid. I would only have this nesivas over here to say that I fadined, that the Bailam fadined, he was marviak, that he would have had to hire someone else, and if he fadined that money, is a shtick of funny. That other guy also, you wouldn't have had to pay money, because that other guy also wasn't matzliak. If I would have hired that next guy, stam, and he wasn't matzliak, he'd also not deserve to get paid. So what did I help you? I wasn't man? Yeah, what's the chilek? The same shali you have with this guy, a similar shali you're going to have with the next guy. Comes along the Nesivas in Shin Lamed Hei, and it's Yasa de Yisoid, and it's Taka Muchach Minei Obey here, like what I'm saying. It's because this Svar over here is in Reish Lamed Dal's not enough. Comes along Shin Lamed Hei, and it says a Hanocha, that, like the Makar Ephraim, that a Poyal, even Oynes Pekatza Yom, yes, deserves to get paid for the Tircha that he did out Pif. He does, even if he wasn't Matzliach. Chach, when he was Matzliach, he deserves to get paid. So it comes out like this. With our Nesivas alone, how do I know that was Marvik, the other guy? Comes along that Nesivitz and says, no, that other person I would have had to pay because I have the Machan Ephraim that even in Oynes B'chatzayim I have to pay. If I had only that Nesivitz over there, it wouldn't have been enough. Why not? All right. Because going back to that other shtickle that you've unmerked is that until now we were learning that when I promise you $1,000 if you matzliach, we're learning, we're understanding, let's say, like these are kind of understanding that in there is nichlal, a hasna, an instruction, even if you're not matzliach. Right? That's how we named it. But I could hear just like the Eilam, maybe not. Maybe my whole tonight was, the holy hoitzi alpi was if you're matzliach. And if you're not matzliach, do me a favor, don't do anything. If you're not going to be matzliach, don't be matzliach. If you're going to say that the whole Hasna, the whole hoitzi tirchos yalpiv was only if you're matzliach, because that's what I promised you. I promised you if you're matzliach, you deserve $1,000. But not matzliach, I never promised you anything. So kum tois for the not being matzliach, you would never hoitzi tirchos yalpiv, because I never instructed you to do anything if you're not matzliach. So that nesivus alone wouldn't be enough. You can't say I was hoitzi tirchos yalpiv. I was hoitzi tirchos yalpiv if I tell you to water my field, to do whatever, stam malach, I pay you per hour. So whatever you did, you did. Whatever you didn't do, you're in this. Okay, but I pay for what you did. But here the whole asna was only if you're matzliach. So to the extent that you weren't matzliach, you didn't have any asna at all. So that nesivus wouldn't be enough either. That's why you need both nesivus. It means, in other words, the other nesivus says that the second poyal that I would have had hired I would have had to pay, because that person, I'm not promising $1,000 if he might stay. That was you, because you're losing a chamor. That other person is a stamper, a higher pole. Do me a favor, save my chamor. When I do that, do I have to pay him even if he doesn't save the chamor? Yes, that's what the Nesivus established in Chin Lamed Hei. Once we have that, then we know that the reason why I'm chayv over here is because that's my viach you. That's chayv. Because like he said, very tzamak dalet. So you want to know what you're paying for? What you're paying for is the revach that I didn't have to pay skar to someone else. You want to know why would I've had to pay skar to someone else? That's because of the receivers in Shin Lamed
Hei. So the Hebrew, I'm telling him he's going to get a big sikum. I'm going to see him from over there.
Sorry?
I'm going to see this poil right now that was here. I'm going to see him from the poil in Shin Lamed Hei because of the fact that I told him he's
going to
get a big
sikum. Yeah, because I never promised him if he's not going to get this sikum. I never instructed him to do malach, he's not going to get this sikum. No, because Bishlam of how you save, how you to irrigate my fields, so whatever you do, you're doing on my behalf. Here I'm telling you, save. If you save, you get $1,000. If you don't save, I'm not hiring you b'chal, maybe. Like, till now we were learning not like that. I'm just saying that could be the Nesivus understood it like that. Mamela, he was able to spare both things from the din of Yerad Latzav
Elohim. If somebody wants to save, I told him to bring me in the Gary, the guy wasn't home. Was left to come up to do things. That could be only hired you only if you have the guys. No, in that state of the halacha, even if the guy wasn't home, you did your pulley, you came and you went. So, rather, even if you weren't Matzliach, I have to pay you. Same thing.
I'm paying him for being Matzliach. I'm paying him to be Matzliach. I'm paying him to do a job. So you did 50%. Right. So if you brought the Egeris halfway or whatever you did, you
the guy
you
wasn't there.
Good. So you went whole way. Whatever you mighty tirchos, I piv, whatever you mighty.
Same thing by the chamor.
No, but the chamor, you asked for $1,000. You didn't ask for regular pay. You asked for $1,000 because you're losing chamor. So I told, because that was our deal. The deal was you get $1,000 if you. All right. Till now I was learning like you. I'm just saying, could be the Nesivus something like this. But mainly he needed both brought them. If you have a better Yishuv to Nesivus, Adram, I'm willing to hear. All right.
What happens if the Tircha goes down after the Psikha? The price for Tircha goes down after the Psikha.
After the, I made up with you.
When good. I put Masna with the other person.
Right, but I would have had to hire someone else at that time.
At that time, right.
So I was Mavirchim the whole amount, even if it went down.
But if you say only Nesivus Shalom Amadei, then I only have to pay as much as Tirch is worth while you're being Terech.
I'm not sure, is that true?
Why not?
Because when did I hire the poil?
I'm not paying Altar, I'm paying because you're Terech Alpi.
Yeah, but what was my P? What was my P?
Even if it's Alpi, but it's you.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure, but I hear what you're saying. Very good. All right. L'chayra. So now you have three pratim in the Ramah. L'chayra. Okay, let's put aside this mass trap. But l'chayra, these two pratim that we're talking about now, either the Maran Padova's prat or the Machan Avraham prat, l'chayra is really machlekes rishonim. So I'm going to want to suggest it's really machlekes rishonim how to tie up Yerad Lahatzel for these two pratim. There's a Chuvus HaRosh in Kuf Hei that Rosh says that if you hire a sarsa, you hired a broker to sell your house, and the broker was unsuccessful, he wasn't able to sell the house, it's dummy l'yerad l'hatzav l'hitzel ve'im l'el l'scharei. I hire a broker, do me a favor, sell my house. He was not matzliach to sell my house, but I have to pay him for the schar techa that he did to try to sell my house. That's what the Chuvus HaRosh says. Now, we know that Yerad Lahatzel, the Rambam says, needs Hisna to be able to be entitled to Schare. So that is a Chuvus Maram Bitzins in Chayv Shemish Vat Lamed Zayin, who already been Mechza Bram, and says, in a Hanami, when I tell a broker to market my house, that's as if that was the Hisna, even if I didn't make up a price or whatever, but that was the Hisna. I was sending him to go market my house. So that's not the problem. But the problem is, good, Lamezagin, it was Kilo Hisna. But if you learn like the Maran Padova, that the reason why I deserve to get paid is because I fadined the payment that I would have paid to the next poyal, to the next sarsa, over here the Cheritzin doesn't pass that because I wouldn't have paid the next sarsa anything. The Chuvus HaRosh Gradot is talking about, there's a few nekudas to prove this, but one nekuda is that the Chuvus HaRosh says that whenever you broker a house, everyone knows it's a with the Lashon She'ein L'Kitzur, you have Sasurim L'Roiv, you have many Sasurim trying to market your house. Everyone knows that, and everyone knows that whatever it is, you have Kama Sasurim. So if you hold that you have Kama Sasurim, this is the true resource to me, you have Kama Sasurim who market the house, she had seven sasurim. So let's say I wouldn't have been there, right? And I wouldn't have done this job. I wouldn't have been matriarch. So because you're missing the seventh sarsa, so you're going to say now, oh, I would have made sure to get another seventh sarsa. But so as you say, the pikaboli needs seven sasurim on his house. You know, if you tell me you need a pearl to be mazel, you know, if it's not you, I got to get somebody else. But if I have plenty of sasurim anyway working, it's a davar she'ein lekivtzo, the Rosh says, that's how many sasurim you have on this house, to tell me that because you stepped down, if you wouldn't have been there, you would have deemed a different sarsa, one more sarsa, davar muzar. Second of all, is that the minhag gven loch is, we'll see in the Mordechai as well, is that the sasurim used to be matriach very often, many sasurim were matriach, even if they wouldn't have gotten paid. So to say, you know, if they're not matzliach, to say that because of me, if I wouldn't have been there, you would have hired another sarsa, and you would hire another sarsa bedavka to get paid, even if he's not matzliach. That's even a vaitach shash. What's going on? Hello, my, you see that the tshuva of Rosh was talking about, even if I wasn't mavich the bailam anything, still I deserve to get paid al yirah la'atz of Elohitzel. I still deserve to get schar. Why? Because I was masna. Now, how does that work? Al kochi, you have to say, it's like the machna frayim, because you were hoitzi tirchas apiv. Lomai says, I told you to broker my house, I sent you on a mission, so kozma, whatever you matriach for me, you hoitzi tirchas apiv, you deserve to get paid, just like you're a latz of Elohitzel, get schar. So chay, the tshuva zarosh is muchik to learn, like the machna frayim's pshat. However, there's a Mordechai in Baba Kama, at the end of Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel, over there he has a long story, I'm going to cut it short, but basically, if Reuven had a deal with Shimon, Reuven was trying to find a shidduch for Shimon's sister. Because a machloik is exactly what the deal was, but Shimon's the muksik, so let's take Shimon's version of the deal. Shimon promised him that you're going to get 15 dinarim if you matzliach and you find a shidduch for my sister. The maitzi, he was not matzliach, and the shiloh was how much he deserves to get paid. So the Mordechai says he doesn't deserve to get paid anything. Initially, he doesn't get it for the haitzais that he gets. He doesn't get paid anything. Why? Ki kama shatchanim, because there are many shatchanim, yegeim lirik, umafsidin tarchim v'yitziyaisim. There are many shatchanim who are willing to be yegeim lirik. They'll only get paid if they're successful. If they're not successful, they get nothing. So since a kama shatchanim will do that, mamele, you don't deserve anything. The Machna Ephraim on his agoyis, on the Mordechai, you can look up and say if it's Amud Kufnun Dalar Raman Aleph, the Machna Ephraim touches up. Why did the Mordechai, Mamish plugs this in. Why did Mordechai need ki kamash atchanim? It's because the Mordechai was bothered that Naniach, you're not going to get the 15 dinarim of a chach, why don't you get schar tircha like every year lads of a loyetzel? So he says, even that you don't deserve. Why? Because ki kamash atchanim, there are other shatchanim, there are many shatchanim who would do it even without pay. Oh. So now, what does the Mordechai mean ki kamash atchanim? If he meant that the minig was like that every shatchan does it like that, there's no such thing as a shatchan getting paid, that's the minig. Okay, so then Avada, even the Rosh would be my, that's like Moshe, but it's my name, no one gets paid for shatchanas if they're not successful. So Avada, if that's the minig, Avada, nothing b'chalda, even the Rosh would be my, if you have a minig, you have a minig. But make it in that the Mordechai is not mashia, he could have just said, oh, because the minig is like that. His mashia, it's only, he doesn't say, call ha-shatchanim, he says, they're common, they're faran, there are shatchanim, there are many shatchanim who do it like that. It sounds like he learned, like the Maran Padavo, that the only reason why I deserve to get schar is because I fadined, I was marvich you the schar that you would have had to pay someone else. But since in the industry of shatchanim, there are kama shatchanim who won't charge for that, so you could have gotten other shatchanim to do it, and if they want matzliach, you wouldn't have had to pay them. So kumtais, I wasn't marvich in the schar, because had I not done it, you would have hired someone else without losing any money. So mameilo, since there are kama shatchanim that would do it lirik, or do it bechinam, so mameilo, I don't deserve to get paid, because I wasn't marvich in the schar. So kumtais, that really lechayro the machlekes machna frayim and with the Baran Padova is lechayro machlekes tshuvas harosh with the Mordechai. All right. No, I'm asking him wasn't moitzi atzoyis alpiv. I mean, I don't mind if the Mordechai wants to learn like we tried to stick into the nesivas that since I only promised you tesva dinarim if you're successful, so if you're not successful, it's as if we were not masna. I'm asking him. But why did he need this whole sofa? Ki kamash atchanim yireim lirik. Stam. So you just ask him. It wasn't hasna. See, and you weren't masliak, so a loyal clum. Period. Finish.
That's what makes us say that there's no moitzi atzoyis alpiv.
Why?
No matter when you hire a pilot to do a full job and he only does the pool, so no matter we know that there is a tzai sapit for the pool. But since Kamash Al-Khanim would do it without taking any schar pool,
so you don't see in the tzitzvah
that I hear.
I would have to see if that fits in the lashon. You saw the Murakai, you looked at it?
I saw.
Yeah. You saw when you're doing a vidimitzia then?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's one more shtickle and I'll let the elam go. There's this man, Sifkot Yud Beis. So Gdavah, we have three pshatim in the Ramah. There's a Sman Sifkan Yebez that's Mechadish, Apelo, that he holds, Apashtis, that this din of Yor Latzav Alitzva, Einu El Eschorei, when you're Masna, is Hua din, if the Bailim are not there, and you don't have the ability to be Masna, also you deserve to get Yeschar. Chiddish din, Sma was Maitzia din, Alacha, very nice. The pella with this ma is what's going on. Why? Bishloima, maybe the smaller shitasai, that he created a new structure called Nechois Chadar Gechves. Since if I would have been Masik, I deserve to get Mamish, a major payout. So Chaj, give me something if I'm not Masik. So here too, if the Bailam are not there and I would be Masliak, Talakas, I deserve a major payout. So Mameila, if I'm not Masik, Chaj, throw me a bone, give me something, give me schar tirchay. Okay, so if the smazli shitas it, that I hear. But if you learn like the Maran Padovitz Pshad, or the Makan Ephraim Pshad, it has no verta. Let's say Maran Padovitz Pshad. I was marvich you that you would have had to hire somebody else. You weren't there. You wouldn't have had to hire someone else. To no one for you to hire. You didn't have the ability to hire. So zichu wasn't marvich you when he's schar. So that I am not entitled to your schar. And if you learn like the Machane Fahim Shah, that it was Hoitzi Mum in our piv, Hoitzi Tichos our piv, it's a joke. There was no piv. The guy wasn't there. There was no Hoitzi Tichos our piv. So the whole thing can't even start. How can you be entitled to Skar if it's Skar Tich our piv? He wasn't there. So Avadi, you shouldn't be entitled to anything. So Kumtoi said, this Smaz Halach is a Pelo, is a Chiddush, is all the Shitasi, the way he understood in Sifkot and Yer Aleph. But Lididan, whatever, the Nesiv is here, the Nesiv is there, whatever, all the other Pratim that we're talking about, this halach is not true. It should come out that if the Balaam were not there and you were not Metzliach, you're not entitled to any Yischar. And I want to bring you a right to this halacha, take you out of Shleib B'mkoyme. This halacha that Hashem Bechinam is supposed to save, and the Shem Yisachar is supposed to say, Hoyle Lekadim B'rayim of Maklis. Supposed to save. So the Gemara says, Shem Bechinam Bechinam, Shem Yisachar B'schar. Shem Yisachar has to pay to hire somebody to save. And the Shem Bechinam is not Mechiv to hire somebody, but nevertheless, yes, if he could do it himself, he has to be Mashiach to save. That's the halacha. What would be if a Shema was Kadam B'schar, he tried to do the Bailam of Gevaldik HaTayva, and he hired somebody to save, and Nebuchadnezzar wasn't Matzliach. And I want to go back to the Bailam and say, Rabid, I tried. I did my best. I had an obligation. I was trying to protect the item. I know that you very much want your animal, the Gemara says, you want your own chayfetz. And I tried to save it, and I couldn't. But I had to hire a poel to try to save it. Do I get reimbursed or not? So the Me'iri Nemzom for Pash is that I do not get reimbursed. And it's a chiddush, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a dover chiddush. It's kedai to remember when you learn Hilcha Shomrim. And he says the reason is because lo hayo lo lesecher, you had no right to hire him in such a way that he could, that the Bailam could come out to be nifsad. Because in the event that you will not be Metzliach, comes out the Bailam was nifsad from your decision. They'll lose the chamar anyway, and now they have to shell out for the choice that you are the pile too. So since it's shayach for the Bailam to lose out, you had no right to hire a poel with such a thing. You could have hired the poel out tonight that if he's matzliach, he gets. If he's not matzliach, he doesn't get, because then the Bailam are secure. They're in a safe position. But to hire Stamazai, to hire, it's gemult that the Bailam will lose out. You had no right to hire him. You're not authorized to hire him, because you don't deserve to get reimbursed. Hazei Zot Demiri. So like the Miri, what will be in this case? I would yard lahatz of lahitzel, if I would be the shomer, right? Even the shomer that I have responsibility, yard lahatz of lahitzel, and I was mighty my tirchen. I'm going to come to the Bible and I want my schara. I was mighty someone else. I hired someone else only for his tirchen. I've added the Miri says, now let her do it. If, to the extent that this person is going to charge the Bible for his schar, kumtois, he's doing the same avla that the shomer was doing. He's making the Bailam's position vulnerable. He's putting the Bailam in a position that he might lose out. He might lose his chamar plus lose out schar. So Avada, he's not authorized to do such a thing. So Avada, the Bailam won't have to reimburse him.
Why does he need a new svar?
The what?
Why does he need a new svar? If you want, like the other pshatim, there's no mechayev b'chol.
Well, there was a shema. There was a shema. The chiddush is even a shema that does have responsibility to hire. Even a shema sacha that has responsibility to hire b'schar, but if he doesn't save, it's a chiddush. Even by a shema sacha, he holds that you're not entitled to be reimbursed if you're not matzliach. So koshekin, in our case, you see that if you're not going to be, if you're not matzliach, avad, you don't deserve even to get yischar tikkah, because you're putting the position of the bailam more than, you're making him lose more than he was supposed to. Nishna Dem, I want to tell you that the Taz argues with this ma'af. The Ilan has a different shana Taz, I would appreciate to hear. Not like the Sma. Right.
Not like
the Sma. Means beside that I'm proving that the Sma is a Dabba Chodesh Lishitasa, which I don't understand, but like the Maram Padova doesn't shim, and Machan Ephraim, Nesivis it doesn't shim. Now I'm proving it from Rishonim, the Miri also doesn't shim. You see from the Miri, not like that. Okay, and I want to prove you that the Taz holds the same thing. If you look at the Taz with Messiah over here, the Taz says like this. He brings down this halacha. Good. But if you were not masna and you were lo yitzel, kivin shloy nena, I feel his chiyus ain't zarek litin like. Right after that, he says, "V'loy yiradati l'soif das as masiv katan yir aleph." The hishva bezeh lo hisne kehisne. The nushal kanak zilsa siv katan yir aleph. The hishva bezeh lo hisne kehisne. So I don't understand what he saw in this masiv katan yir aleph. There was hisne. There was hishva bezeh hisne to lo hisne. Okay, there's nothing in masiv. I mean, my shul kanak, the old ones, there's nothing there. So what's going on? So kochai went a tainer. That's a toy seifa, and it's really supposed to say siv katan yud beis. And I'll bring you a raya because right afterwards, in the next taz, he quotes this massive cotton yud beis, and it's really siv katan yud gimel. So you see, for some reason, the taz is sma is off by one. So avizoy, this is yud aleph is supposed to really be yud beis, and he's referring to this chiddush of the sma that he wants. He was hishra loyisna kehisna, that when the bailim are not there, a loyisna is like a hisna, and he says v'lo yirati l'seif taitech v'shtehem nish, and it's very good because we learn like the Maram Padova or the Magar Ephraim. I also don't understand the sma. I mean, I'm not equal to the taz, but it doesn't make any sense. Why in the world the bailim weren't there? How in the world keep being loyal to Skari? Why should you be entitled to Skari? So look, hey, that's what the Taz means to ask. He said, L'yirati l'seif das asma. I don't know what's going on. The new Shulchan Aruch don't change the Yir Aleph, so basically, but the Olam changed it.
The second one they changed,
but not this one. Oh yeah, good. Just to be Messiah, there's a Kesef Kochim who L'chayra also argues with the Sma. The Kesef Kochim brings down the Sma, and he says, you should know, the whole Sma is only talking about when you have an Umdono, that you would have Zicha saved the animal, and for some reason you didn't. It's annoyingness. But there's an Umdono that you would Zicha have saved. But if you don't have that Umdono, if you're not 100% sure that you have the ability to save, then Avada, you're not going to be entitled to Yischar. And it makes a lot of sense, like the Miri Tapasvara, is because if you're not 100% sure, you have no right to also tag onto the Bailam an extra bill. He might end up losing from this deal. He'll lose his animal and lose the schar that has to pay you. If you're 100% sure, and you have the chiv mitzad ha-shavis aved, the zok to kesel kachem, which is itself his own passion, not for now. But he holds that if you have an umdana that you would zikha save, avad, you have a chiv ha-shavo, and you have a chiv to be mighty moment and save. So avad, if you have that chiv to save, he wants to save, so then you're entitled. But if anything short of an umdana, avad, then you're not going to be entitled to anything. And I got to hold that the kesel kachem is arguing with this man totally, even though he brings it at the beginning, Kilo, like he's agreeing halfway. It's not true. The Sma's halacha is by when the Bailam are not there, lo hisne, you're entitled to schar and nothing more than schar. This middle darga. That's what he holds. Kesef Kochim says like this, that if you don't have the umdana, you're entitled to nothing. And if you have the umdana, then you're entitled to not just your schar, you're entitled to all the tzoyis that you're mitzi as well. It's not the sma, no matter how you slice it, even when you have the umdana. If you have the umdana, then he owes you the chiv ashov, and you got to be mighty moment. I'll prove it to you. Because Hagabaska, how could the Rebbeinu Shalom say that I have a chiv ashov to be mighty moment if I'm not going to get reimbursed? Avada my whole chiv ashov is only be'oifin that I'm protected and I'm going to get reimbursed for my atzos. And then you can say, I'm not losing out anything. So avada I have a chiv ashov, I got to do it. But if it's going to be a gemold of mitzias that I will lose out, avada I don't have to be mighty, like all the dinya shem. I don't have to lose money to be matzal someone else's aveda. So when the Kesef Kochim said that when there's a umdana that I would save, I'd be entitled, means I'll be entitled not only for my schar, but even for my yitzayis. So still, it's the two extremes. Umdana, you get yitzayis. No umdana, you get nothing. Sma, somewhere is in the middle that no matter what, you get umdana, no umdana, you get in the middle, you're going to get schar tircha. And that's a pella. That's just to be Messiah. So kumtoy is back to the din of the Meiri of Shema Socha that was called in Bereim of Amaklois. Loite Kesef Kochim should come out that Akan the Mir is talking about in the Namala case. But it will be an umdana that I would zicha save, and I have a chiv hashav al tashav es aveda. Dal miyachad the chiv shoyim. But al tashav es aveda, I would have this chiv. Then in the chenam, b'chagav, I would be mechuyev to try to hire somebody. And even if I'm not matzliach for whatever reason, it was a nainis, I would be entitled to get back from the bailam my yatoyes. Akan mi was only saying now in the normal case, the normal gemara's case. But if I have an umdana, then I would be entitled. So kum tais, it's a chiddush din when you learn shoyimrim to remember to me. There's got the mur. There's a detruvus chaim shol on it who says something similar to me that you're not entitled. There's a lot more raid on it, but at least you remember that the Mir says not, and like to catch a contract to come out that if you have an umdana, then you would be entitled to etzayis. But either way, no matter how you slice it, this matzif katan yabei is meraf sanigra. All right.
You also get schar, even if the balam doesn't end up getting it.
What's the case?
You mispat mu mulachti chashav savedi. And then
because the chiv is
got whatever.
Mispati, malakta, fashav, is that what do you mean?
It's a regular case.
Regular case.
Oh, mispatel mi malakta. Good.
The chiv is before the bound came, the chiv was all gapran.
You saved it, but for some reason it was nanas.
Yeah.
So you were, and in the nanas, you're not in children for because it was a nainis. So the chayra, like this chayra, you should get paid. I mean, if you...
Kuri Kass of Kashim holds, if I show us a vedi, you only get paid if the guy on the mice gets the vedi.
But why are you mechuyev to do it then? Here the Katz Kachim holds that you have a chiv hashava. Here the Katz Kachim holds that you have a chiv to do it. You have a chiv to do it, right? So why should I have a chiv to do it if I'm not going to be reimbursed for my hetzayis? It's going to be gemolta tzia, I won't be reimbursed for my hetzayis. I still have a chiv to do it? Oh, you don't have a chiv. Oh, yeah. All right, fine. Hatzlacha rabba. There's a lot more raid, but oit chazayim b'linada.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.